Welcome back to Just Roll With It, my lovely listeners. When we last left our Skylarks, Zyra, noble of House Bastion, had been taken by unknown parties while sneaking off to the Twist, the darkest parts of Illyrian where the Brizzolatto family rules as well as anyone, and the guard dare not tread. They were asked by her mother to find her, and so the Skylarks panicked, began to do some research, and Allie, former Mafia prince, talked to their father, the head of the Brizzolatto family, and got enough information for the Skylarks to put together that the Prince of Tatters, a being or a mantle out of myth and legend, was the one haunting the gnarled streets of the Twists. So now they just have to figure out what they're going to do about it. Let's see where they're at, shall we?
But yeah, so we're heading into the Twist because...
Two reasons.
Samael's girlfriend has been kidnapped.
Mm-hmm.
And also there's a bunch of weird magical murders happening down there that may be related to the Prince of Tatters.
Soraya is going to go fuck someone up if you don't step in.
Oh, that's yeah. Right.
That's presumably why you're going to be down there is to help her out.
That is the official dossier. So we do have to do that as well.
Yeah.
Yes, it's dossier number 3.
Yep.
Soraya wants someone to sort out these murders before she loses it. And
that's not exactly what it says.
Well... there's a foreign magic presence,
yes.
And it's doing nonsense, and she's like, you know what, take care of it, or I will. And it's probably related to the murders.
I will not say one way or another, because y'all haven't done anything.
I know. But it seems
I don't want to clear up any I could clear up some things, but I mean, I feel like that's up to you guys.
You shouldn't. Yeah. That's up to us to make assumptions, and we're assuming it's related to the murders.
Y'all are assuming.
I don't know what else is happening.
Well, I do know that the red envelope has to be related to the murders, because the way that the guard was killed is very similar to how other people have been found killed in the Twist lately.
The red envelope that only half of us can read, yes.
You don't need to read it.
only one of the people that can't read it is coming on this job, so...
Yeah, that's true.
And you know what? She can't even read very well.
Yeah,
that's also true.
She couldn't read it if it wasn't
She's
right.
learning how to read, period, so...
Here's the thing. It more has to do with the other two folks who aren't going on this job, this errand, who are like, there's something sus going on here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, Fia and Samael agreed on something almost immediately. I think that's automatically,
Mm-hmm.
Yeah?
I believe that's called Incredisus.
Yeah, that is a cause for concern.
Yeah. So, where are we starting? That's the question.
That is a very good question. So, do you guys want to go into the Twist immediately, or is there any other information gathering, anything else you guys wish to do before you undertake?
I feel like we don't have a lot of time.
We do not.
And I feel like the more time we spend gathering information, the colder the trail is going to get for Sindela's daughter. So I think, like, I know that Vivi questioned some of our house spies mm-hmm. to get some information, but I feel like we should probably just go.
Yeah, I agree with that. It's part of why Allie did their whole thing beforehand. Because they're like, well, I can get this done like in an afternoon, you know, before this happens. And I got to be on this job. So maybe the Brizzolatto family won't fuck with us. That would be nice.
I guess so. We can always flash back if you all need something.
Mm-hmm.
But it sounds like you all are headed for an engagement role.
It does sound like.
So, what is your way in? What kind of engagement role is this?
Should we choose load for, or no, we'll choose load after.
Let me see. Where does it list them?
At page
the 40? Bottom. At the bottom of the carriage, she's the other place.
That too.
Okay. It's not an assault plan, definitely.
No, because we don't know where the entity is the problem. So I think the thing here is basically, are we trying to be stealthy? Are we using some, like, do we have some tracking spell to use? Like, is Samael, like...
I was thinking it was an arcane thing, because we have Fia, we have Samael, and there's a magical component to whatever's happening, which is the reason why we wanted both of them along.
Yeah, so I think it's arcane. I would agree. And the magical thing is whatever Fia and Samael are doing in order to track down... I am going to forget her name. I'm sorry.
Zyra?
Thank you.
Yes, Zyra. Track down Z. Yeah.
Right. I think arcane is correct.
I think that makes sense.
Okay. Arcane it is. Y'all are doing a magic. So, let's, I guess, figure out your load. Who's going?
Well, Vivi's certainly coming, and I'll take a discreet load, just because... So if I go loaded, I assume it's going to make stealth more difficult.
I think, yeah, going loaded will make movement a little bit more difficult. Stealth, you'll be running around with a bunch of stuff on your back in a very dangerous part of the city.
Yeah, I think I'll keep it discreet.
Okay.
I will be playing Teresa. I'll be bringing Teresa. And I'm going to be going loaded. Because I'm an honor guard now. I can have my weapons anywhere. I'm going to look like I'm here for trouble.
Hell yeah.
I have Fia, of course. And I think I'm going discreet as well. I feel like she's having to put in enough effort to not stand out as it is without without carrying a bunch of stuff.
Hi, my name is Samael, and I don't think I've ever eaten a fish. Also, they have a discreet load because they literally just like went straight there with whatever they had on them. Luckily, this isn't like D&D where I have to be like, what do I have ahead of time? And I can just be like, yeah, they happen to have this really useful thing on them. What's it to you?
Yeah, you get to decide that as you need it.
Yep.
It's more fun that way. So, y'all have your load and your characters. So let's decide your engagement dice. Is this errand particularly bold or daring?
Yeah.
I think so.
We have no idea who we're dealing with.
Nope.
Yeah, and we're bringing a bunch of people who are not from the twist into the twist. Mm-hmm.
This is very true. Is it overly complex or contingent on luck or outside factors?
I don't think we have a plan.
We have no idea who we're dealing with.
Yeah, I don't think we have a plan.
Yeah.
We have no idea who we're dealing with.
Yeah, it is literally the many factors is we don't know what we're getting into.
Yeah, no, this is absolutely true. No reconnaissance or anything. So there are plenty of things relying on luck and outside factors.
Yeah, no, there's definitely no, like, there's no plan to hinge on many things. There's just a lot of outside factors.
Mm-hmm. Does this plan leverage one of the house's strengths? Unfortunately, your house is transport and intelligence, if I remember correctly.
Well, I mean,
we did get some intelligence before heading in.
That's
true. Yeah. It is, the intelligence isn't the linchpin in the plan. But it certainly is a part of it. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'll give it to you. Is the target strongest against this approach, or are they prepared for this eventuality? Absolutely, they fucking are. Can your friends or enemies, or friends or contacts, ride aid?
We don't have a plan. We don't have a plan.
Yes, yes, mine can.
They are absolutely. Well, yeah, no, you. Yeah, some of you. One of you already went to your friends or contacts. So.
Mine came to me.
I mean, Allie went to go get information from the Rizzolatos, so I feel like he get that die.
Yeah, they sure did. It was a whole thing, as we remember.
Are your enemies or rivals interfering in this errand?
How could they not?
I've made enemies with the ragged, the torn up king. Does that count?
They're not Prince your of Tatters. The Tattered Prince, the Prince of Tatters. The Prince of Tatters is not your enemy, technically. They don't.
You have to matter.
Exactly. They have to care about who I am to be an enemy, right?
They don't. Yeah, they don't know who the fuck you are. Like, I think they saw Samael while they were stealing something.
Mm-hmm.
That's gonna come back to bite you in the ass now.
Yeah, they're gonna be like, it's a coin toss whether they even recognize me when I show up.
Yeah, exactly.
It's a wait. It's that guy. I remember you.
I know you. What is an ant to a god?
God, right?
Oh, a -2 at the city watch.
We sure do. They kind of hate us, but so, do yeah, they actually
-2?
Would they be in the twist?
Yeah, isn't that the whole thing with the twist jacks that like the city watch don't actually go in the twist because there's too much for them to actually do?
Mm-hmm. Oh, they just like, so you the know, it'll take care of itself. They'll just murder each other until they're all dead or something.
They can fend for themselves.
Yeah, I think the watch is more of a complication and not actively interfering. So I'll give that to you. Will this errand in some way in danger reflect poorly about on one of your paramours? I mean,
maybe.
One of them already is.
Kind of at the crux of this. So I'll give you the die.
I mean, to be fair, we probably wouldn't be prioritizing this if not for Samael's paramour. But
so Peter, lose one heat with Zyra. If you have any.
I have none.
Okay.
That causes an entanglement?
Hmm?
Oh, hold on. Because romantic entanglements are a thing.
Yes, they are. It's just remembered.
Because I'm pretty sure if you lose and you don't have any, you automatically have an entanglement. If you spend your last heat, roll a romantic entanglement.
Okay, well, you didn't have
Will you allow your paramour or the reputation to complicate this errand? I think I'm going to take Zyra out of this one, because she's kind of the reason that y'all are in this, but...
Will Samael allow them to complicate it more? Yes, yes they would.
I don't know how Sophia would complicate this errand.
Yeah, I really don't know either.
I would be very curious if Fuenya Rowan was at all involved here. It doesn't feel like it's their space, mm-hmm. but at the same time, we're dealing with a potential non-human.
Mm-hmm.
So. What happens if I allow it to complicate?
If you do, you take one less die on the engagement roll, and you gain a heat.
I don't need the heat. I'm doing quite well for myself as is.
What do you think, Kelsey?
I could maybe see an argument. Strix Lottos aren't necessarily associated with this.
But I will disagree with you very much there. They are very much intertwined with this.
Then I could see a case for Lorenzo causing a complication here.
Okay. Do you want it the heat or no?
I mean, I don't have any, so I'll take one.
Okay, then we are at 2 die right now.
Sorry.
Hey, we are all about complications here. And if you all end up in a desperate position, that's just good storytelling.
XP!
Exactly. That's
and
just
XP.
Yeah, and I mean, it makes sense where Fia... it's kind of gotten herself wrapped up in Lorenzo's family's thing with the Brixolatos right now. So,
and the Prince of Tatters is tier 4. So yeah, y'all have one die for this engagement roll.
Hey, it's better than what I was expecting.
Who would like to roll?
I feel like Peter should because it's their paramour.
we're trusting right. Peter to roll in case it's right. okay.
Oh, no. I am not trusting. I'm just saying that's how it should be.
Yeah. So I roll fortune?
Yes. I don't think there's an engagement.
One die.
Button. Yep.
Six. So that's close.
Five is still good.
So close. Yeah.
So close to calling it.
Really good. So, your spell. What magic are you doing in order to... Are you doing it now outside of, like, at the house? Or are you going to wait till you get to the twist to do it?
I think somebody would have to recommend Samael do a tracking spell before they think about it. Before they even... It clicks in. And they're like, right, yes. They're just in panic mode right now.
Mm-hmm.
What are Samael's ritual implements?
My ritual implements? Huh. Hmm. Huh. I feel like it's probably like a stack of books and chalk. Or not like a stack of books, but like, I guess probably parchment and chalk. With like spells and circles on them to draw on the ground. And just like a reference sheet, you know, when you're allowed that one sheet to cheat off of in the exam, and some chalk.
It's my periodic table of magical elements
that exactly. I have drawn on this tiny post-it.
exactly. It's like a little flashcard.
Just a little index card, and with your tiniest handwriting of all of the different spell formulas that you remember.
Yeah,
I've done that.
How many dates can I fit on this card?
Remember that you provoke an attack of opportunity if you go outside somebody's 5-foot radius.
Oh, mine for that used to be cast your fucking hunter's mark, Kelsey.
You can only have one spell in concentration at a time.
If you cast a spell that requires a spell slot, you can only cast a cantrip, commonly forgotten.
You only have one reaction per turn.
Mine just said yes. Save or die. What does that mean? Should I be worried?
No, but I feel like we should be.
I can't believe you get the reference sheet from a different game for this. How did this happen?
I don't know what happened here. I'm worried.
Yes, I take out my bardiche and then I use one of the 35 other pole arms that are in this game to stab this goblin. I hit on a Thaco. It has a Thaco of -1. I'm gonna roll this.
I should have brought my crit fishing build. Dang it.
Yeah.
Samuels just says fireball. Yes.
Just make the spell save. You'll be fine.
Did you remember to bring your back, Guano?
Of course you have to remember to bring your back, Guano. How else are you supposed to cast fireball?
So about that spell you're trying to cast.
Yes. If Samael needs a nudge, Fia will give them one at some point.
Okay. Yeah, because Samael is kind of in panic mode. Mm-hmm.
I mean, this is even something the two of you could be doing together.
Yeah, I feel like at some point she's just like, do you want to try and track her? I mean, I could, but I feel like you know her better.
That is a good idea. Yes. Would Samael have anything of Zyra's? I don't think so.
I think it's easy enough to get.
Yeah, I was going to say, I don't think they would have anything on hand, but they could get into Zyra's room pretty easily. Like, they know how to get in there secretly. And then get stuff out.
With that 5, maybe only one person sees you leave.
Damn it, is it Vivi?
Oh, Vivi knows you're gonna go up there. It's fine.
You know, the joke is just that Vivi is always watching Samael.
So. Yes.
It is true. I am always watching Samael.
Samael's just like, hold on, sneaks into Zyra's room, sneaks back out. Zyra writes that down.
I'll add it to my little black book of blackmail on Samael.
has a secret route into Zyra's room.
Yep.
And yeah. Tracking spell. Is this a group role? Because it's me and Kelsey doing it together, or?
It could be. It could also be you roll it and I can help.
Assist, yeah. What do you want
to
do?
That sounds more likely to me.
Yeah, I feel like it makes sense that I'd be helping. Because, I think Fia's stance is she figures that because you work with her parents, you probably know Zyra better than her.
Yeah, that's why.
So you... she has no reason to think otherwise.
Yeah, that's why.
But yeah, so I feel like she figured you should lead it just because you would have a better link, but she can add some magical energy.
I think we did get that classic like John Constantine panel of like the white chalk circle with Samael cross, like it's in crisscross applesauce in the middle. Faint blue aura as they like hover off the ground. Corey.
Yes.
Say I wanted a lady's favor. What would that look like?
Oh gosh, if you wanted a lady's favor for this tracking spell. You guys are clearly prioritizing Zyra over the thing with Soraya. So I think it's going to tick up the Soraya gets impatient clock. You take your time a little bit more, you get this right.
Mm-hmm.
But Soraya gets impatient, and maybe the people around the twist start noticing that cats are starting to show up on the border.
I think I'm going to have to turn that down because Samael is rushing.
Okay. I can think of something else if you would prefer.
Like even with putting it in the bottom priority, Samael is really rushing it. No, it's fine. Risky standard, or what's the position? What am I doing here?
This is risky, yes. Because you got a 5, and because you went and got something of Zyra's, I think it's going to be great.
Awesome.
How much stress do I take for helping? Is it 1 or 2?
I believe it's 2.
It is 1.
One stress to help. Oh,
1
stress
to push yourself. Push yourself. Oh, okay. Yes.
Thank Perfect. You.
I always forget.
I cannot afford any stress right now, so I'm just going to roll it in 1 extra bonus die.
Are you stressed out?
I have literally, like, I'm 1 square away.
Oh, did you not? Beautiful. Did you not take your indulgence over downtime?
No, I met with Zyra, and I started healing my arm.
Damn.
Okay.
Anyways. That's a 6. I don't need it anyway.
That is a 6 with great effect. So y'all have gotten to the twist. Or did you do this at the house or at the twist?
I think I do that in the house.
Okay. So what you notice then is that your spell doesn't point to the twist at all.
Ooh.
You get this lingering. You know that Zyra went towards the twist. You went to... you can feel, like, you get that little vision of Zyra leaving without her mask on, with a cloak on. You get that little vision of a guard discreetly following her a little bit after, heading towards the twist. You can, like, see that signature. But the pull that you're getting, like, that feeling is pointing you much closer to the coronet. And you know you can follow it exactly where you need to go.
Interesting.
That's a very big difference.
Yeah, it's like on the complete opposite side of the city.
So how do we want to play this?
Do I get the sense that she's in danger, Corey?
Yes.
Yes?
You feel her burning magic fast.
What is in the coronet?
Oh, all sorts of things. Let me find the description for you. The coronet sits at the highest point of the city, the last rolling hill before the city levels out into a sprawling metropolis below. Homes here belong exclusively to the upper echelons of society, sitting atop parcels of land large enough for grand ryads and cottages dwarfing the central courtyards of middle-class homes. The canals only reach the base of the district, contains the palaces and the garden.
I think regardless, we have to move.
Yeah. It's just a question of if Zyra wasn't in danger, Samael would have kind of nudged people towards the twist. And then been like, okay, we can go do this and then go do Zyra and meet up with
Zyra first.
But no, yeah, that shifts priorities. Who Sarai's going to be pissed?
We just have to be quick about getting Zyra.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, it's fine.
We'll handle it.
At least we didn't go all the way down to the twist before casting this spell. This is actually good for us.
Yeah.
I think we're in the guilt.
Also, one of our house's strengths is transport. We can be very fast.
So yeah, like let's grab some canal boats and head up there.
Suppose I don't have to worry about dressing myself down just yet.
Okay. Y'all get some canal boats. Y'all get to the edge of the coronet where the canals just end. There's like a beautiful harbor where noble boats of all kinds and like all the different livery colors are tied up. Gondoliers stand nearby to be ready at a moment's notice. No one questions you. You are House Bastion. You have an official House Bastion boat. You pull up, tie it off, and you are in the coronet. And Samael, your spell pulls you towards one of the highest hills.
Samael just keeps following it.
Okay. You keep following. I think it's night. It's gotta be night. Probably getting fairly late. So the people of the coronet have like gotten out of the squares. Anyone who's still lingering is minding their own business. You walk past estates. You get some askance eyes. There are like guards that straighten up as you approach, make the stance that like you better not be going where they don't want you to go. But as you swiftly move onward, it's a while. It takes you a bit to walk all the way up there. But it's not the palace. You're not at the palace. You are an estate or two to the left, and like a fairly high hill, one that doesn't seem to have any coaches, any people around it, one that doesn't seem to have any lights on. A beautiful palatial estate, nevertheless. And every step you take towards it, the draw is stronger.
I think, like, as we get closer, we see a better idea of the place. Samael starts to slow down a little bit. And it's like, strange things are afoot.
So what's Samael feeling as they're going up the hill? What's he like now that his secret girlfriend, his secret noble girlfriend, no less, has fallen into danger?
These might be like, the most serious anybody's ever seen Samael.
It is vaguely concerning and suspicious.
I mean, Vivi knows why.
Yeah. You know why. I don't know why. But
everybody's like, Bobo the clown ain't playing around today. Something's wrong.
Pretty much. So I feel like we can't just bust in through the front door, though. I feel like that's what Samael wants to do.
No, so that's why Samael is slowing down. Because even Samael is like, nope, can't go through the front door. That's a bad idea.
Well, then, as we approach, I'd like to try to survey the place and see if I can spot another way in.
Sure.
Would anyone like to assist me?
I can assist you. I'll do it.
Cool. So yeah, maybe I sort of like, as we slow down, I will like tap your arm and we just and kind of point to the house and we just kind of take a look.
All right, what are you guys using to get the lay of the land?
If you mean what skill, I'd like to survey.
Yes. Okay. Risky standard, I think.
Okay.
And it sounds like Gauntlet is helping you.
Sure is. Yes.
I will listen to a lady's favor.
It's going to take you a while. I'm going to tick up the Delilah arrives clock and the Zyra weakens clock.
Do we know what those clocks are currently at?
They are both at zero.
Okay, Delilah arrives is a 4 o'clock. Zyra weakens is a 4 o'clock. And you'll just add one tick?
Yes, one to each.
Still, how do we all feel about that? I don't know who Delilah is. I'm curious, so I kind of though it would probably be better to get Zyra out of here before Delilah arrives, whoever they are.
I mean, clocks make for more fun, so.
Yeah. I say go for it.
Yeah, same.
I'll take it.
Okay.
Risky standard 2 bonus dice. That's a crit.
God damn. Okay.
VV too good.
VV's so good at this. It takes so much less time than you thought it was. You get the lay of the land so easily. You notice, I think, that Samael, as soon the closer you guys get, the draw is pulling you downwards. And you follow Samael's gaze and see this house is actually set towards the back of the island. There is a canal nearby. It's not one that that has or would have a wharf, an official wharf of any kind. But if you go around the side, there's almost built like a seaside cliff almost with the canal flowing by instead of an ocean. And there, it built into the side of the canal is disguised by trees and bushes and like beautiful flowers that have all gotten overgrown is what appears to be like a walkway into like a back grotto type entrance.
So I'll head back to Samael and just kind of like tap him on the shoulder. I'm not sure how they react to that.
I think Samael jumps a bit and you see a flicker of flame in their hand before they drop it.
Yeah, I basically try to get eye contact with you and I don't say anything, but I point towards the hidden path and then kind of tilt my head. And I'm kind of, this is weird for Vivi. I'm following your lead on this one.
Mm-hmm. Corey, does the house appear to have like guards or like?
No, no, it doesn't. No? This house looks completely abandoned from the outside. The windows have been shuttered. There's no lights anywhere.
Okay, I think Samael turns around and is like, I'll be real. I've lost the accent, so I'm not even going to try right now. as an editorial note there, I think Samael kind of like turns around to everybody and is like, all right, watch for my cue if you need one. If not, just wait here.
No.
But if I give my cue, you need to go through the tunnel ahead of me.
This sounds like a fool's plan. We should stick together.
Well, I'm called the laughing fool for a reason.
Well then, everyone choose the tunnel.
Let's just start heading that way.
Just wait for my cue, for my signal.
Who calls you the laughing fool? I've never heard this.
Mostly Enzo.
I've called him a fool several times, but
I called him a fool just the other day.
Okay, and Samael goes into the house.
Yeah, so you go into the house. I'm not going to let you go alone, so I am heading towards that tunnel. I guess we're splitting up.
Yeah. Samael kind of like goes towards and goes like, hello, is anybody here?
Oh, you're trying to go to the front door.
Yeah.
Okay, there is like a wrought iron fence that's been locked up, like, you know, shuttered and locked up, but the house itself is also like shuttered. So I think it's not very interesting for you to have to like fight with this fence. So you do get over it. But yeah, it takes you a little while to get to the front because it's in a state. Like there's a lot of space. But you trek through the overgrown grass, the trees and everything that have like...
I think once I'm over the gate, that's when I start going, hello, is anybody here? Anybody claim this slot?
There's absolutely no response. The silence is deafening.
Samael's going to try to like pry open the front door and get in.
Okay. The doors have been locked and barred. You're going to have to do something to get in through the wall or to get in through the front.
I have burglary here, so I'm going to use that to try to do that with a...
Okay.
I'm trying to make noise, so I'm going to try to go for a tinker. This one, I think. Like, it's not a skulk. I'm actively trying to make noise here.
If you're trying to make noise, there is wreck.
Hmm. True. I think it'd be really funny if I accidentally picked this lock quietly.
I feel like that's very likely with Tinker.
So yeah, let's go for a wreck.
Alright.
Risky standard?
I think risky limited right now.
Alright.
Like, you'll get in, but like, the chance of you making noise and like drawing attention to yourself is very slim.
Lady's favor?
Alright, lady's favor. It will be easier because you set off wards.
Mm-hmm.
And because you set off wards, some supernatural things lingering in this house will know where you are and will be headed for you.
Oh, that's fine with me.
Alright. Done. Okay, brilliant.
That's a six. Oh no, that's a one!
Whoa. So, you get in. You absolutely get in, but you're too good at this. You're used to getting into places quietly, so it's not until you're through the door that you're like, oh shit, I was trying to make noise. but then you feel, you're really hyper-attuned to the weave right now. Mm-hmm. So you feel the snap of the ward against your skin as you slip through into this house. A house that, by all, like, intents and purposes, is completely abandoned. Any furniture that's remaining here is covered in sheets and a thick layer of dust. The dust seems to swallow your every footfall as you wander into this grand entryway. And it's a beautiful house. Whoever lived here, like, all of the livery, everything has been stripped from this place. But
mm-hmm.
This was once a very palatial estate belonging clearly to a noble house of the Esseltare. And,
But no, Samuel does have like that like neck twitch mm-hmm. at the feeling of the weave snapping back on them.
Mm-hmm. And then you feel something. They, mm-hmm.
Yeah, they still play it off where they're just like, "Hello, is anybody here? Is it okay for a poor old
mm-hmm.
wizard to take shelter? I'm willing to pay with tarot readings, fortunes."
And then you feel something's attention find you. What sort of creature is this thing? Is my ooh.
That's not a fun sound.
You hear a growl. A deep bass growl, the kind that like echoes in your own chest. You don't see anything when you turn to look, but you know you have something's attention. And I'm also going to tick up the Zyra Weekend's clock, because in just as you feel this thing's attention get you, you also feel Zyra's magic falter.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to tick it up 2 clocks, 2 ticks. You can resist that down to 1.
I don't think I can afford to.
Okay. All right. Good to know. So you're alone in this house with a malevolent presence. What do you do?
I think Samael puts up a ward like at their back, but mm-hmm. like very discreetly, and continues into the house further, just trying to like make as much noise, like still trying to just make as much noise as possible. Not wanting to let on that they're actually aware of the thing behind them, but that's what the ward's for, right? To protect them from it.
Mm-hmm. So I think that the camera lingers on you as you walk into the house, as the door, of course, shuts behind you. And as in the shadows, a set of golden eyes peek out and train on you.
Must be a strong breeze.
Everyone else, what are you doing?
Ignoring Samael's wishes and heading towards the hidden path.
That plus also cursing Samael under my breath because wandering in on through the front door on his own was a really foolish plan.
As one would expect of Samael.
I think the door slamming behind them might be a good signal on its own.
I don't think we waited for that. I think we just kept walking.
No, that's the thing. Yeah, as soon as you're like, you guys wait here, I'll go in by myself. We're just like, no, F that.
It's like, no one's going along with your plan because your plan is terrible.
My plan was to distract anybody inside. so that way you could get in more easily. It's a genius.
Well, I mean, you are being distracting, so I guess plan working. Good job. Peter's going to come out of this with only one character.
I still can't believe you did nothing about your stress at all on downtime.
What was I supposed to do? I had other things to do.
Just take a scandal. It's fine.
Did you not have any status you could have spent or something?
I don't think so. I think I've already spent it all.
Well, here's the thing. The status on my sheet has been automatically clearing.
Oh, that might be it.
So I've had to record it in my notes.
I completely forgot about that. Yeah, okay, because Lee was supposed to have status. We're supposed to have 4, right?
No.
I have 12.
12?
12.
Oh, wait, no, Sanji, yeah. I should have half that.
So you get 4 status every time we...
Oh, status, not influence, right. Right.
Correct. So you get 4 status every time you get a coterie advance, and we've done that 3 times.
Oh, huh. So I should have 12.
Interesting.
Yes. Do you want a flashback to having spent some status to get to lower your stress, Peter?
I'll think about it.
Okay, fair enough. You don't have to. Getting a scandal is perfectly okay.
One of us has to, right?
I was going to say, if anyone would get a scandal, it would be Samael.
Yes. So.
In fact, it's alarming that they haven't gotten one yet.
True.
Okay. So, are all of you going down the canalward path?
I guess so.
I don't think nobody... any of us followed Samael, so...
I'm certainly going. I think Fia's going with me, so I guess it's up to Teresa if she wants to go in after Samael or if she wants to go with us.
This is a whole bunch of nobody really discussed it, so Teresa's just like, okay.
We kind of tried, but then Samael just ran for the door, and we were just like,
yep.
Yeah. Fine. So. Yeah, so I guess Teresa is just gonna follow the rest of the crew.
Okay, you're on your own, Samael. Good luck.
Yeah, that's the plan.
Good luck. Hopefully not goodbye.
It's a bad plan.
Listen, Samael said it. They're going down in flames to protect the city.
Okay.
You don't have to go down in flames, though. You just want to. Anyway.
Yep.
Y'all make it down the path. It's slow going. You kind of have to pick your way through it because it's, aside from like some bushes and some decorative trees on the other side of the path, like basically obscuring it from view, it's not really like there's no handrails. It's just like leaves and then the canal, good 50 feet below you, lower and lower as you go. So it takes you a little while, but you do get down there. There's basically a cave entrance set into the wall. You get in, but you feel something like cobwebs against your skin. Unless you guys would like to do anything when you get to the entrance.
I think I stop. So do we feel the cobwebs regardless? Or is it only if we start to enter?
Only if you start to enter.
We know that magic is involved, so I think I would hesitate and turn to Fia.
Uh-huh.
I don't say anything, but I guess I just wait to see if, like, you just, like, nod, like, go ahead and go in, or if you want to, like, stop and check for wards or whatever you want
to
do.
Yeah, I feel like she'd probably try to see if there was anything we should be worried about here.
Okay, Fia, what do you do?
I'm guessing I don't pick up any sprite or nature spirit or fae, anything, just naturally.
I think you actually feel the complete dearth of sprites or nature spirits, which is odd, because this is a huge noble estate with gardens overgrown all throughout the back. You've seen the state of the trees. Somebody should have moved in here. somebody should have taken advantage of this wilding space. And there's nothing.
Okay, that's concerning. And then, yeah, I guess she's gonna... I guess we're gonna roll channel?
Mm-hmm.
To see if there's anything other that she picks up.
Okay.
What am I putting in?
You, your magic, risky standard.
Okay, and I have 3 dice already for this.
Mm-hmm.
But I also only have 1 stress. I don't know what else we're gonna go up against here, so maybe I'll hold off on those. Nope, I don't regret that.
It's 5. Okay.
It is.
Alright, so you feel wards. For certain. They're a little, like, they're wispy little pay attention wards. Like, it's going to alert somebody if you guys start going in. You can feel that somebody has already gone through them. Actually, no. That's the thing. You feel that somebody hasn't gone through them. They're all intact right now, which is odd. Especially if Zyra has gone, is somehow down here. And you also feel malevolent presences. It's not nature. Somehow it feels canine, but it's not a Kushi or any sort of fae spirit that you know. It feels more constructed. More like somebody took spirit stuff and hammered it into an unnatural shape. And you can feel one upstairs, very powerful, and other fewer ones scattered throughout the estate. Nothing quite in front of you, but there's also powerful magic happening deeper in. And because it takes you a little bit to sort this out, I'm going to tick the Delilah arrives clock up, as well as the Soroya it gets impatient clock. You can resist either one of those.
What are both of those at right now?
Soroya gets impatient is at 0. Delilah arrives is at 1 out of 4. And Soroya gets impatient is at 0 out of 6.
What do we think? Do we want to try to resist either of those?
I'm fine to not, if you are.
I feel like we can... Soraya's at 0 right now, so I feel like we can afford at least 1 tick there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So... yeah, I'll let that happen.
Okay. Alright. That's the information you have. What do you want to do?
I think she looks back up to Vivi and Teresa is like, there's a lot going on here and I don't particularly like any of it.
Are there gaps in the wards that we could slip through, or do we have to take them down to pass?
You would have to take them down or otherwise interrupt them in order to pass. These are very... Thea can tell you they feel like spiderwebs across the entrance. They are varied and layered.
What is blocking our path?
Well, for one thing, there's wards covering the entryway here. And there's... some sort of presence inside. Several of them. Not natural ones, exactly, but powerful.
Then I think stealth is our ally here. These wards, are you able to take some down?
I can try.
Then please.
I guess this is probably going to be another channel.
Yeah, if that's what, if you're using your ability to channel the weave to break these wards. Yeah.
Risky standard again?
Yes.
I can't decide if it's worth it to go for a 4th dice or not.
Up to you.
I mean, you could always entertain a lady's favor. You don't have to
could.
Take it.
Mm-hmm. I'll hear what you got there, Corey, at least.
A lady's favor for our dear Faye. There's going to be cold iron inside, and you can feel it.
Oh.
So your powers are going to be dampened when you get inside.
That's so bad. But also... I like the drama. It's just...
Take it. Yeah, if you want it, take it or leave it. It's up to you.
Oh gosh. I guess I'll take it. I like.
Okay.
That's some drama.
So you will have level one harm, iron proximity. It's not touching you, it's not causing continual harm yet, but it is, you can feel everywhere in this cave.
Mm-hmm.
So it's, you can almost feel its presence on your skin.
That is another five.
Okay. Yeah, you take down the wards. I think that the people inside are quite busy, so they don't notice that you've taken them down.
And you said level one harm for that?
Yes, level one harm.
Okay.
Consequence for this.
Ooh, what if Fia accidentally touches some of the iron in the process of taking down the wards?
That would bump it up to level two harm, if you're okay with that, Kelsey.
Yeah. Which you could resist, I'm sure.
Oh, gosh. I think I'm okay with that.
Are you said you're okay with that?
I think I'm okay with that.
Okay, level two harm.
I might regret that later, but...
level two harm, iron poisoned.
Yeah, I feel like Vivi and Teresa definitely hear like a low hiss as she kind of like steps back after getting the wards down.
So you guys make it through the wards. You, I think, Fia, you feel, diffuse malevolent presences around, but, like, they haven't coalesced into anything, and they haven't noticed that you're here. And you guys make it into the belly of the cave, so to speak. It is... an arcane laboratory has been constructed here. You see a bunch of odd... arcanic and alchemical contraptions, magic effluvia, and all sorts of things all over the place. In the center of the room, in this circle, with three-ringed circle with runes all the way around it, gold, silver, and bronze, stands a person in a tattered cloak. You cannot see their face, as it seems to be. However, the light shifts, their face is still in shadow. The cloak is long, and it moves in without wind. All sorts of different fabrics and patterns. And they are holding a, what Sam might recognize, a purple orb in their hands. And magic is crackling out of it. And across the room, in a different circle, is Zyra. She looks haggard and worn, but she's standing in front of a low, it's not quite, it's like a bier, right? It's a, like a bed with a young woman, maybe not any older than 16, native to Illyrian, laying on the bed, completely unconscious. And Zyra is pushing back against this magic. They are clearly locked in some kind of duel. Neither of them have noticed you.
I know what I want to do. It's very dramatic.
Perfect, brilliant, beautiful. And we're going to pause right there. Because it's more dramatic to hang on to it and go back up to Samael.
Do it.
A creature is leaping out of the darkness at you. At your presumably unprotected back.
No, I said I put a ward
up. It takes the shape of something roughly canine, carved out of shadow and purplish magic, with two golden eyes out of staring wolfishly out of its face. It collides with your ward, skids to
what
a halt.
What does Samael
but you
want
feel
to do?
Its, like breath hot.
Find
on
out
your
next
neck.
Time.
What do you want to do?
Just roll with it.
Court of Blades was written by Sean and Navi Drake and can be found on their itch page at coupleofdrakes.itch.io. Get a copy of your very own to start a game of political intrigue and daring romance. Thank you to 8ER41 on Pixabay for the music you're hearing now. Thank you to Saint Guard and Estay for playing with us. Saint Guard can be found at Saint Guardly on Twitter and as Saint Guard on Twitch, and I think on Blue Sky now. And Esteyni, that's A-S-T-E-Y-N-I, can be found under the nom de guerre everywhere.
I, Corey, can be found most places as The Invulnerable Tide. Kelsey can be found under Islander's Caper, and Peter can be found as The Chaotic Super. You can, of course, find all of us, including the podcast links, in the description below. Find most of us on Tumblr, Itch, Blue Sky, and whatever is left of Twitter. We're around. And until next time, whether the dice are coming up nat 1 or the narrative is throwing you for a loop, don't forget to just roll with it.